I'm Dr. Fred Silva of Arcana Laboratories, coming to you from Little Rock, Arkansas, with another installment of Throwback Thursday. The mesangium and the red blood cell and flank pain is a pain. One has always wondered why disorders of the glomerular mesangial regions, such as IgA deposition in the glomerular mesangium, is associated with or leads to hematuria. Generally, we think that filtration and extravasation of erythrocytes occurs through the peripheral glomerular capillary walls. Rarely, like looking for a needle in a haystack, we see pictures of red blood cells apparently exiting the glomerular capillary lumen through small breaks in the peripheral glomerular capillary wall. Sometimes these capillaries are well preserved and sometimes others not so. So how does alterations of the glomerular mesangial regions lead to hematuria? There is a rare EM picture in Kidney International several decades ago showing an intact, definite red blood cell in the mesangial region, apparently transversing this region and maybe through the overlying glomerular basement membrane into Bowman's space. Of course, one never knows the intent of the red blood cell or sees arrows, but it would seem that the erythrocyte is in transit through the mesangium and maybe into Bowman's space. Ultrafiltration may go through this alternate route, non-peripheral, but is rarely thought about. I once asked some giants in renal pathology about the association of mesangial disease and hematuria, Gary Stryker, Michael Kashgarian, and others, and they had no answer other than maybe it wasn't the disorders directly of the mesangial regions, but something accompanying the mesangial derangement involving the peripheral glomerular capillary walls too. In essence, I believe this remains an unidentified combination. The sometimes quite painful flank pain that sometimes occurs with hematuria and seen in some patients with IgA, for example, is also somewhat of an enigma. It would be easy to assume that the erythrocytes obstruct the ureters, leading to ureteral colic, but that isn't a popular or determined cause. The issue of flank pain is indeed a pain needing an explanation. If one goes to PubMed, the National Library of Medicine, and searches flank pain, it is amazing the diversity of suggested etiologies of flank pain, all the way from psychiatric illnesses through treatments with opioids to denervation to surgery to remove the offending kidney. I was surprised how much various literature with little concordance and uncertainty was seen in the literature about this entity or entities. There is still much we don't know, much less what we don't know. Another, maybe somewhat related phenomenon is the finding of hematuria in patients with IgA or without IgA or obvious glomerular changes morphologically, in which stress leads to glomerular hematuria. Syn-pharyngitic or other kinds of stress have been known to lead to hematuria in apparently stress but previously slightly altered glomeruli for whatever reason. We may see something similar in patients on warfarin therapy, so-called warfarin nephropathy, that have glomerular bleeding with minimal glomerular alterations, but have their coagulation system slightly altered, a kind of a stress test.
Thank you for listening. This podcast and more can be found in the iTunes and Google Play stores. For more information and educational programming like this, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, or visit us on the web at arcanalabs.com.